On to item nine, which is a treasury management strategy, which was at my request, because one was presented in March, and I thought with the light of things that were going on, I think we need to know, has this changed, and if it's not, why not? So if Joe is there, Joe Thistlewood, we're glad to hear from you, please.
I'm here, Chairman, thank you. Thank you, Chair. This report is designed to provide members with an update on the economic position as a result of the COVID-19 situation and any implications that that may have for our treasury management strategy. The report sets out in quite a lot of detail some of the actions that have been happening and the information we've received from our treasury management advisors, Arling Close Limited. Subsequent to the report being published, we've had a further update from Arling Close in their July information broadcast, which effectively states that the medium-term global economic outlook is exceedingly weak and that they expect the UK bank rate to remain at 0.1% with a distinct possibility of a cut to 0% over the next 12 to 18 months. Money markets continue to price in a significant chance of a negative bank rate, possibly by the end of this calendar year. Interest rates, inflation for June was 0.6%, so that's obviously also having an impact on money market rates and the rates for government gilt. We're not proposing to make any changes to our treasury management strategy as a result of the current economic crisis, primarily because our strategy was broad enough to enable us to do a variety of things given the circumstances, and we've been following advice from our treasury management advisors in terms of our counterparties, those people that we invest our money with at the moment. That's primarily all I'm going to say at the moment on the update, but I will let members know that at the next committee meeting there will be a report on the annual treasury management performance up to the 31st of March 2020, and also a report, as requested by Councillor Hutchinson, on whether or what activities we're undertaking in terms of rebalancing our debt portfolio to see whether we can make any savings within our interest rate payable cost. So I'm happy to take any questions that members may have at this point.
Any questions from any of the members? Councillor Axford.
Hello, Joe. I've just got a query on page 8.3, where you show the borrowings at the top of the page. And we've got different lots of, obviously, a variety of percentage rates for how much we pay on our borrowings. The one I'm interested in is Lobo loans. We've got 21 years to final maturity. Is that just one loan? And how long ago was it taken out?
Thank you, Councillor Axford. Yes, that is just one loan. It was taken out for a 45-year period, so 24 years ago.
So we don't know who to blame for that one.
I couldn't possibly comment on that.
Okay, thank you.
Joe, there's just one comment I would like to make on paragraph 14, H3, where it says resulting in a significant amount of surplus cash in the period we receive of the grant and payment out to beneficiaries. Does this mean there's a little bit of money sloshing around in there that hasn't found a home yet?
Simple answer, yes. However,
I can find a home for it.
No, unfortunately, so you can't do that because there is a requirement that we will have to pay any unallocated grant payments back to central government. So we received £62.8 million from central government in terms of business rate grants. We've paid out around £50 million, I think, in terms of the Main Street business grants, and about £3 million in terms of the discretionary grant fund. so the balance of somewhere between 10 million and £13 million, depending on the final outcome of the grant payments, will need to be returned to central government probably during September.
Okay. Well, if there's no more questions, I thank you very much for doing this. I think it does show that, you know, what we're doing and where we are. And I do appreciate the time and effort you put into it. So we need to go now to just a note this.
Yep, just to note that.
We do, it's got recommendation down here. That's it on the end of the.
Yep, we can take a vote if you'd like to note that.
Okay. Let me see. We'll take a vote on that, on the recommendation. I'll read them both out, that the committee note the update on the council's treasury management strategy in light of the broader economic situation, that the committee note there are no amendments regarding this time to the previously approved treasury management strategy statement 2020-2021. So we'll take a vote on that. The clerk will call out the names, and it's for, against or abstain, please.
Councillor Axford.
For.
Councillor Barry. Councillor Barry.
For.
Councillor Kilpatrick.
For.
Councillor Lilly.
For.
Councillor Quirk.
For.
And Councillor Tindall.
For.
That's unanimous, Chairman.
Right. Thank you very much.